Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 5-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 5-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Bro, how are you, sir?
Not too bad. It's actually been a pretty good week, and I think you could figure out what I'm talking about. But I certainly want Rodgers back, and you know I've warmed up now to the Aaron Glenn situation. I have to say, the guy obviously wants to be here.
Right.
The only reason that he's palatable as a first time a head coach that was a coordinator because he's in a Jet. I mean, he's a Jet. He played 8 years for the Jets. He wants this job. He understands the landscape. I think he understands, you know, the history of what this franchise is. Although he played on some, you know, pretty decent teams. He played with Parcells. You know, he was there. Aaron Glenn was there for Pete Carroll. He was there for Richie Kotite. He was there for Bill Parcells. He was there for that stiff Al Groh. And he was there for Parcells. So, I mean, excuse me, for Herm Edwards. So, you know, he knows the landscape. He wants the job. You know, I wasn't too thrilled with what I saw Saturday night, especially when he had 12 men on the field.
Right.
But, you know,
Well, but, I mean, that's what happens when you have a bunch of replacement players because everybody's hurt. You get confused.
Well, I understand. And right. That was just a horrible loss for the Detroit Lions.
Second half was one of the worst halves I've seen them play in a couple of years. Joe, let me ask you something real quick before we get deeper into this. Do you remember what you thought about Aaron Glenn as a player?
Like, I thought he was a very good player.
Right.
I thought he was the best corner we had until Darrelle Revis. Mm. And I've forgiven him. I talked to you about this already. He was the victim of the Mark Ingram spike touchdown in the Marino game in 94. That was his rookie year, though. So I can kind of, I let that slide. But I thought he was a very good Jet. He was a very good Jet. So from that aspect, yes.
In relation to the Marino spike, we had a caller the other day. And I don't know if you remember this, Tiki. Guy called in.
Yeah, I do.
Met Aaron Glenn on the golf course, and Aaron brought up how much that bothered him. That the Dan Marino spike and everything. So
I was down in Tampa. It was in Innisbrook.
Yeah. Right? So it lived with him more than just us as fans. Like, that bothered him, which is a good thing because, like, you take it with you as a player and you learn from it, hopefully.
Yeah, no question about it. That's a good thing that he was bothered by that. Look, I mean, you got a lot of his ex-teammates want to coach with him, Victor Green and Ray Mickens. I'm hearing all these different names. Apparently, Parcells has nothing but good things to say about him. I've warmed up. Let's go. Let's go. Let's hope he's the right guy. And I want Rodgers back. And I've heard rumors that he does too. And, I'm all for that. And let's go. Let's go out and, make the playoffs next year. Okay? How about that? Let's go.
How urgent do you think it is for Aaron Glenn to have success? Is it first year?
Very.
Second year? I mean, they have a team that has good enough players to be playoff viable. Obviously, as I've been saying all day to Evan, it really depends on the quarterback play. Now, if it's Aaron Rodgers, you can kind of, what you're going to expect. But if it's anybody else, I don't think we have a clue what to expect. But what's the expectation for year one?
Expectation for me for year one, look, we've had a number of head coaches, Herman Edwards, Eric Mangini, and Rex Ryan, all made the playoffs in their first year, all three of them. So we've had a lot of coaches had success right away. I want a minimum winning season.
Right.
Minimum.
Yeah. Nine wins.
And if we don't make the playoffs and we go 9-8 or we go 10-7 and somehow don't get in. Okay, fine. I'll live with that. But the first year, I want a winning season. I'm tired of losing. We've had five straight years of 10 or more losses. You know all about the playoff drought and all of that. We have 9 years in a row without a winning year. I want a winning season next year. That's what I want right now.
So I've looked at the Rodgers situation and said, whoever they hire, that person's got to make the decision. I don't want Woody making the decision. I don't want Woody being pissed off about whatever.
The coach makes the decision.
All right. You obviously want Rodgers back. Totally get it. If Aaron Glenn's first decision is, I don't want him back, I don't want Aaron Rodgers back, what would you say about that?
Well, I'd be surprised, number one, because I think he wants to win right away, too. I mean, you got to tell me, who's the quarterback? I mean, who's the quarterback? Justin Fields? Is that who the quarterback is? Tyrod Taylor? Is he our quarterback next year? I mean, what are we talking about here? And I think we got to draft a quarterback somewhere here in this, and not obviously not in the first round, but somewhere along the line. I really like the kid from Syracuse, okay? I like him. I think he's worth a shot. Maybe you could get him in the third round. Maybe he's the second round. I don't know. But I mean, you got to tell me who that quarterback is. I think Aaron Glenn's best chance of winning is Aaron Rodgers. So that's my feeling.
I don't think there's any question.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, when I think about the alternates,
right. Like,
it is probably Justin Fields. You already mentioned his name, but there are not a lot of great options. So if it's not Aaron Rodgers, who would you prefer, if anybody?
Well, Sam Darnold may be done in Minnesota after he crapped out in the two biggest games he played.
Would you want him back?
No, I'd rather have Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm worried about it. Like, O'Connell did a great job with Sam, and he did his run, but it was like, it's almost like reality set in at the end with Sam.
Well, the last game, the Ram game, was really pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, he was holding on. He got sacked a million times. He was holding on to the ball too long. He threw at least one bad pick in that game that I can remember. Oh, that's right. Didn't he get a pick six in that game? Mm. Right? Pick six for a touchdown. No, it was a fumble.
Right.
It was a fumble that was returned for a touchdown. To me, Rodgers has got to be the guy. We got a young team. We still got a lot of young players on this team, on the offense especially. I certainly want Davante Adams back as well. you know, I think that's our best chance to do something next year. And look, I mean, we still got players on the defense, and, you know, it's going to be a completely different defensive look next year. We do get Jermaine Johnson back. Mm. I think our first pick in the first round with the seventh pick should be a defensive player.
No doubt.
Maybe we get lucky and get the kid from Penn State, Carter, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it's going to play out, but there's going to be somebody pretty good there. So, you know. Let's go. I may even go out. I don't have one because I wasn't getting jerseys at that point, but I may go out and get an Aaron Glenn jersey now. I may have to.
Yeah. You know? That's a good idea.
I'm serious. Number 31. Let's go.
Yeah. And here, like you said, he was a hell of a Jet, and it's amazing. You touched on it. He was a part of so many different eras for this franchise.
Yep.
The really bad with Richie Kotite, the really good with Bill Parcells, the transition from Al Groh, didn't want to be here, to Herm Edwards. Like, he really, and I think that's a positive attribute, that he has seen the bad of the Jets and he has seen the good of the Jets. And I would almost think that prepares him for dealing with what it's like coaching this team and dealing with the media and the fans.
No question. And I think that's why he's, like I said, he's the one first-time head coach coordinator you can sell to the fan base because of that. And I got to tell you, when they put him up in the expansion draft and we lost him to Houston, I was not happy about it. I can tell you that.
Yeah. We're talking to Joe B, Jets hire Aaron Glenn. What about the GM? The rumors are this Lance Newmark, who I don't think a lot of us have known much about.
Right.
But do you have a strong opinion on him or anyone else that you would want?
I really don't have. I have very little opinion on any of the GMs.
Yeah.
You know, unless you want to give me Mike Tannenbaum back, if you want to take the job.
None of them have history as a GM. They've all been assistant GMs or personnel guys. I know this Newmark has been in the Detroit system for a while. He goes back. I mean, you talk about Barry Sanders and stuff like that, and, you know, Megatron. But I think that you just don't know. I think the only thing that matters with the GM, Joe, is the relationship with the head coach. And it seems like this, I don't know, it's not a long relationship with Aaron Glenn, but at least it is a relationship with Aaron Glenn.
Right, if it's this guy Newmark.
Right. If it's Newmark.
Does the timing concern you, the fact that it's the coach first, the GM second?
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right.
No. Because I think that, the GM, now that Glenn's there, he knows, you know, what the landscape is now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think it's just a matter of what contract gets done first. Like, which one did they want to announce first? It's that type of situation.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now, Joe, I'm very curious your opinion on this. This has nothing to do with the Jets. This has to do with
I know. I think I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Which one? Is it Pete Alonso or Carlos Beltran? Which question do you think I'm about to ask?
Well, even worse, though, how about Billy Wagner in the Hall of Fame? What a disgrace. You're going to tell me that this stiff, Billy Wagner, okay, if you're going to put that stiff in the Hall of Fame, okay, then John Franco's got to be in the Hall of Fame.
Nah,
if you're telling me Billy Wagner, who was maybe more than anybody else, was responsible for us not winning the pennant in 2006, okay?
I agree with you,
He is as responsible as anybody on that team. Forget Beltran taking the called third strike, okay? This stiff is in the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me? John Franco's got to be in the Hall of Fame. John Franco had over 400 saves. John Franco, if you're telling me that Billy Wagner's in the Hall of Fame, John Franco's got to be in.
Yeah, I still hold Billy responsible for Game 7 because he was so bad in Game 6 that Willie Randolph did not want to use him in Game 7, which forced Aaron Howman to have to face Yadier Molina. The rest is history.
Well, how about Game 3? Give up the game-winning home run in that, too.
Yep. So Taguchi. The immortal Sou Taguchi.
Right, but, right. Was that game three or game two?
That was game
whatever
two.
It was.
That was game two,
game
yeah.
Game two.
So,
yeah, because I was there. I was at that game.
Yeah, that was brutal. That's when we should have known what the hell was going to happen in that series.
Pete Alonso, of course. Do I want Pete back? Of course. But you know what? Let's be honest, okay? The boy genius, Stearns, because he's, you know, let's be honest. I mean, he's smarter than everybody in the freaking room, doesn't want him back. And the guy that I blame is the owner. Because I thought Stevie Cohen had a feel for the fan base, okay? And now you notice what they're pulling now with this, oh, Vlad Guerrero. We're going to get Vlad Guerrero. You know what? Screw Vlad Guerrero. I want my guy. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it, from Tom Seaver to Daryl Strawberry to Ray Knight to Kevin Mitchell to Daniel Murphy to Zach Wheeler to David Cohn to Rusty Staub. I have lost every big guy that I have had on my team with the exception of David Wright.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
And whether it was that, you know, stiff M. Donald Grant, whether it was that stiff Frank Cashin, who even though he was the GM on a championship team, decided to destroy the team and then said Daryl Strawberry wasn't a $5 million a year ball player, okay? Whether it was that stiff, whether it was the freaking Wilpons, now Stevie Cohen is doing the same thing. And I am beyond livid.
You know what I need? Because I want Pete back. Obviously, we're on the same page on this. I need Pete Alonso to call up Steve Cohen personally. Get Boris out, because I blame him a lot for this, bro. I got major issues with his negotiation.
You think that they are, because we talked about this, Joe, last week, briefly, that this is David Stearns. Maybe a caller called and said this. David Stearns is trying to get one over on Scott Boras to show Scott he won't be pushed around. We let you do what you wanted to do with Juan Soto. You got a record contract that was unprecedented, save for Otani, but it's different than Otani's because it's actually his real money and not all deferred till 2050.
Well, he doesn't play. You know, the Dodgers, they can do whatever they want.
Right, exactly.
You
know what I mean? But Scott Boras got one over on David Stearns, and now David Stearns is saying, you know what, Scott, never again. And Pete Alonso, unfortunately, is the consequence of this. Right, that kind of is what it feels like, and I hate that Steve Cohen is letting that happen. If that's the case,
yeah, I blame Cohen. It's on the owner.
Well,
and Cohen's supposed to have a feel for this fan base. He walks around with the Met hat on and the whole nine yards, right? It's on you, Stevie, to get this guy back where he belongs.
Honestly, I think it's on Pete right now to call up Steve Cohen, cut out the middlemen, David Stearns and Scott Boras in this.
Right.
Call him
up
and say, let's make a deal.
Right, kind of like Aaron Judge.
Because what drives me nuts about this, Joe, everything you said about homegrown, obviously I'm with you. Pete's my guy, I want him here. Put that aside for a second. They're better with him on the team. Just think about this season. They need him in the lineup. So it makes sense for the Mets. It makes sense for Pete. Cut the crap out. Call up the Mets because their offer, they made him an offer. And it may not sound great, but he's got no other offer. I need Alonso to tell Scott Boras, go sit in the corner, Tubby. I'm going to take care of this and get this thing done. Because now it's on him to reach out to the Mets because they both need each other. That's what drives me nuts about this. This makes sense for everybody. And if it doesn't happen, I think it screws the Mets and it hurts Pete. Oh, Pete's going to be better off in Toronto? Come on. Ridiculous.
And of course. Now, look, I mean, I think you're right, bro. Maybe it's time for Pete to get this done, to go call them and get his rear end back here where he belongs.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.